out there, ruminations, reflections, and contemplations. Your cognitive faculties are focused on 95.7 FM from Davis, California, and you're listening to KDRT, a low-power community radio station. And if you're hearing my voice, and I assume you are, unless you're somehow absorbing this message through an elaborate system of skin vibrations, it means you're in for 30 minutes of home-recorded, quiet, then loud indie rock music and a show called A Constant Grin. I record shows on my couch each week so you don't have to, but I suppose if you asked nicely, I would allow it. New episodes can be heard on Fridays at 2 p.m. with podcasts of each show along with playlists, available from KDRT.org or wherever fine podcasts are sold, by which I mean freely given away. I'm going to start things off this week with some new music released this past summer. This one is by Wombo. It's called Danger in Fives.
sick when your dad is around.
You're listening to A Constant Grin here on Low Power Community Radio in Davis, California. This is K-Dirt at 95.7 FM. The song I just played for you was by Palaxy Tracks. It was called The Criminal Mind. They're a band from Austin and Chicago. That one's from their 2005 album, 12 Rooms. A bio on Bandcamp says the album consists of distinctly subtle compositions that perfectly convey a sense of loss and longing, evoking images of specters and spectators, murders and memories, empty rooms and endless open roads. Prior to that, you heard Built Like Alaska. That song was called Does Your Mother Feel Sick? Their personal favorite of mine, they hailed from Oakdale, California, and mingled some folk and Americana sounds with some louder guitars and space rock elements. That specific song's from the album Autumnland, also released in 2005. I found a quote on Amazon that referred to its songs as tiny epics that deliver you to their disturbingly beautiful world of mic stands draped in cobwebs, wind chimes hanging from cow skulls, and prosthetic limbs playing piano. I kicked the whole thing off with Wombo. That song was titled Danger in Fives. They're a trio from Louisville, Kentucky, and that song is the title track from their album of the same name, which came out just a few months ago. It's charmingly off-center with a balance between sharpness and softness that never lets you get too comfortable, but never quite throws you off, and a weirdness that is not alienating, but oddly familiar, according to Where the Music Meets. So this next set of songs will all be by bands whose names begin with the letter H, for no reason other than that's how it turned out. First up, a song by Helvetia. This one is called Old Dirty Rockers.
Yeah.
best ways I can be sure of this. And someone said it was Boxing Day, but I'm not sure what that is. Go away, just go away. The street is still and there is too much play.
The sounds you're listening to are being originated by a radio station from Davis, California, known as KDRT. 95.7 FM is the channel you're listening to. The show's called A Constant Grin. You just heard a song by Harvester. It was called Feldspar. They formed in the early 90s with members from both Davis and Chico and combined rootsy, jangly sounds with louder guitar eruptions and also quiet, introspective moments that were merged with boisterous, danceable party rock. I've never heard another band pull off both sounds quite so well, and their live shows, of which I went to several, are pretty amazing. Both factors probably contribute to them being another favorite band of mine. That one is from their 2001 release, Annoying the Waitress. I played Horse Girl before that. That song was called Information Content. They're a newish trio from Chicago who also released a new album this year. It was titled Phonetics On and On. Not coincidentally, that's the album that Information Content is also from. Pitchfork says it has a spirit of linguistic playfulness and a newly pared back sound inspired by two of the band members being enrolled as English majors at New York University. And I started the set with Helvetia. That song was called Old Dirty Rockers. They're a longtime band out of Portland, Oregon, whose name is basically a moniker for the music created by Jason Albertini. He was a founding member of the band Duster. He was also in Built to Spill for a while. He's released over 20 Helvetia albums, if I've counted correctly, beginning, I think, about 20 years ago, and you can find that particular track on the album Nothing and Rambling, which came out in 2012. So before I go, I'll leave you with a quick programming alert to let you know next week will be the 18th annual Constant Grin Christmas show. So if you're into Santa-centric songs, maybe songs about reindeer, with a helping of indie weirdness and wackiness, you might enjoy tuning in. As of right now, I don't even have any idea what I'll be playing, but I'm sure it'll have both Mary and Mayhem. Okay, and with that out of the way, I'm going to leave you with one more song by the Canadian band Joe Past. So new, in fact, the album titled Away isn't going to be released until late January, but due to the magic of pre-release singles, we get to listen to it now. Bandcamp says this song chronicles the simple, stress-free life of a house cat while subtly zeroing in on the benefits of cognitive behavioral therapy and being in the moment. This one's by Joe Past. This song is called Aiko.
Covers windows with boys.